Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about ditching expensive software subscriptions for free alternatives. Let's dive in.
Sounds intriguing. So what's the main takeaway here?
Basically, the author managed to significantly reduce their monthly software costs by switching to free and often open source alternatives, and they're sharing their top picks.
Okay, I'm all ears. Which software did they replace first?
They start with TeamViewer. Apparently, the licensing fees and occasional misclassification of personal use as commercial got to be too much. They found RustDesk to be an excellent alternative, praising its features, performance, and self-hosting option.
Self-hosting? That's a huge plus for privacy-conscious users. What's next on the list?
Next up is personal finance. They switched from MoneyWiz to Firefly 3, a free and open source personal finance manager. They loved its automation features, budgeting tools, and again, that self-hosting option.
This is amazing. It seems like the self-hosting capability is a recurring theme here. Is that the case with these other alternatives?
Absolutely. They also swapped Adobe Acrobat Pro for PDF Gear, which offers surprisingly powerful PDF editing and AI-powered features, all for free. And they found a great free replacement for project management tools like Trello and Asana.
Whoa, hold on. What's this project management tool called?
It's called AppFlowy. They use it for everything from documentation and meeting notes to Kanban boards and project databases.
I see. Interesting. So what about email and note-taking? Surely there aren't any free alternatives for those that are just as good.
Well, think again. They recommend Thunderbird for email, highlighting its recent UI overhaul and multi-platform availability. And for notes, Joplin. It's a powerful, free note-taking app with end-to-end encryption, and you guessed it, self-hosting.
Okay, I'm pretty impressed so far, but I'd have one nagging question. Are these free alternatives really as powerful as the paid options they replaced? Don't you often get what you pay for?
That's a fair point. And while it might be true in some cases, the author specifically highlights how these alternatives haven't led to any drop in productivity or quality. In fact, features like self-hosting even give you more control over your data and privacy.
Got it. So the overall message is clear. You don't necessarily need to break the bank for great software. There are powerful free alternatives out there if you know where to look.
Precisely. It's all about being resourceful and exploring the free software landscape. So, go ahead and rethink those subscriptions. And that's it for today's discussion. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.